Downbeat Roulette.
The great big man, my the champion sound, Downbeat the Ruler.
Downbeat, yes. Significant yes. Greatness.
Original Tony Screw, you don't know, you know, original first time that the podcast scene, you know, you don't know. Desperado, don't beat the role of the original foundation, you don't know. Earth number one.
We all got problems, yeah. There comes a time in life.
First thing on the air, live and all the massive all globe while you don't know, so the foundation sound drop it different, you know. Remember, you know, when you hear Downbeat, you know, you hear the real music. Run tune, yes. All the massive them you don't know, so the ruler, the control. Giddy up alongside the ruler. Yes, sir. Foundation, Downbeat Sound, the history sound. We're getting through history. I know said the gold finger is stone and screw, you know, not one in the world better, you know, I do the thing and I go to some of the little history, you know, this is out of the Channel One's table, you know, Earth and Stone, you hear them version, they're massive, from back in the 80s, you know, run tune, yes, man, Earth and Stone.
To you, my love is maybe the way it seems, but I love the way you carry yourself. I even love you, I love you, I love you for what you may become, and that love in you, yeah, got to say, and that love in you, far more reasons than one. Somehow, my love, you have been misled.
Another man said, but I definitely love you the way you are. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Tony Screw in studios, officially doing his first podcast. And you don't know when people hear Tony Screw, it's all about them want to hear the history, they want to understand the culture, different ethnicity of people love the music. So he's going to talk to you. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, you can look out for the podcast on a weekly basis, 1 hour, yeah, of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the roots and the reggae. My name is Psyduck, a.k.a. Gideon Tony Screw.
Yeah, man, you don't know, say, the history sound, and, you know, during the years, Downbeat, all the tone, all over the world, massive, we'll never hear about Downbeat. The sound has set the foundation in the business and keep it strong. I'm glad to be know that I can still present, you know, like these song out of the Channel One's table back in the 80s. Big up Barry Eptones, one of the late Eptones that does lose his life. And end up where he's at, he rests in peace. So I'm going to play this Eptone song, dedicated to brethren, Barry Eptones from out of the Eptones. This one name you cannot hide from, Ja.
No hiding place. No hiding place.
Late Barry Eptones.
Said you'll never get away from.
the Eptones, Barry Eptones, late Barry Eptones, and the Eptones of Channel One. You know, these songs are classical, you know. You may not, you know, if you don't know them, get used to them, you know. When you wear a year, don't beat is your type of song like these that I spread to the world, okay? Eptones. Eptones again. Yes. I need Bound Label Channel One. Yes.
I gave you my love. Oh. You wanted my heart.
Yes, good life, Barry Eptones. That's a Don't Beat playing win in the world. Oh. Massive, get used to it and tell your friend that Don't Beat Sunday. You don't know. Yes.
Yeah, only to me. A good life for you and for me. I don't care what the folks may say. I go to work and work all day just to bring home my extra earn to make a good life for you and for me. I wouldn't stay out late to make a good life for you and for me. I'm just like the monkey.
Barry Eptones and Channel One, you know, Don't Beat play these songs for Massive to listen and listen and listen as I send a little small tribute to my brethren, Barry Eptones, who actually just lose his life. And remember, as I play another Eptones in the memory of Barry Eptones, okay?
I can't forget it.
every night, every day. This is definitely the Eptones. Definitely for sure, we are here with Tony Screw, Downbeat, Goldfinger, the original sound from the 80s and the 70s, the original sound that brought dancehall to the great city. Some people call it the Great Apple, New York City. But I'm going to stop the music and I'm going to let Tony Screw give you a little bit of history about Downbeat and Eptones, being that we are celebrating the life of Eptones.
Yeah, man, Barry Eptone, this song originally was made for Studio One back in the late 60s. And it was all three Eptones involved in this song. And make back late 70s by Barry Eptones. I think without Leroy. I don't think Leroy was in this song. I don't think so. But it's also Leptones' original song that did twice by the Eptones. Sing Run It Again. Yes.
Before we run it, people going to want to ask this question. Downbeat has dubplate with Eptones.
Yes, man. What you mean, man? What you mean? The foundation sound must have Eptones. You know, must have Eptones. And along the way, somewhere along the way, sometime, even if it's not today, you will hear maybe a dubplate to the Eptones back, you know, back in the times. You know what I mean? You know, when we talk about the Eptones, we're talking about Barry Eptones. We're talking about Leroy Sibbles and Earl Morgan, you know, all three, you know. All three of them, you know, and things like that. And Barry just lost his life a couple of weeks ago. Good artist, very good artist. As you hear the vibes, run Eptones. This one was made originally on the Studio One label by the name of The Sharks. Originally made big, big, big by Dennis Brown. But this is the Eptones of Channel One.
Yes, the Eptones. And guys, listen to this part. This is a part of the show that makes it most interesting. The conversations with Tony Screw, the CEO and founder of Downbeat, the Ruler. A man like that would know each and every song that Eptones did. And I says to him during the song that, you know, play the Crown Prince. And he says, no, he's not going to play it. And the reason why he says he's not going to play it is because he says that everybody knows Dennis Brown version of the song. So I let him tell us why he thinks the Dennis Brown version became more popular than the original version, which is something that I see happen so many times in reggae. The original versions of the songs are not what the public became familiar with.
Well, back in the days of my history in the business is that I always think that much radio station, some of them play the wrong song, that I would say. And in our era, growing up, going to dance hall, if we really want to hear the real tune bus, we have to go at dance hall. It's dance hall used to bus tune in the history of Jamaica, not radio, dance hall. And certain tune when we used to hear How Could I Leave play, by certain sound in dancehall, we rate them tune because they was uncommon and you never hear them on radio. And so when the producer decided to make back that song with Dennis Brown, I think it was a good hit because Dennis Brown has one of, which is, we all know, have one of the sweetest voices, not the best voice in reggae business. Sing a song like that and lick it over. Enough people probably thought that Dennis Brown him sing that song originally. And as a matter of fact, it was a Dwight Pickens, I think. I forgot his name originally. One of those bad guitar musicians that actually sing that song under the name of the group, the Sharks. And Studio One label. So that song became popular. But Studio One, I call him Jamaica Motown, because most of the songs you see, I would say 90% of reggae music, basic, of all the producer them on Studio that came after Studio One and Joe Creed, they versioned Studio One rhythm, which is that one drop sound that move along in the reggae business. And because I don't know, without Studio One, what a lot of them would do making back rhythm, because all of these rhythm make back in the days. Like the next song I'm going to play for you all, this is a song that originally make, as original make by, that song originally make by Ernest Wilson and the Studio One label, and was a, when a loving song was harmonized by the Eptones also. Eptones, when they're at Studio One, they do so much work. If it's not singing lead, they harmonize. Lot of bad tune you hear, Baba and this song, them Eptones doing the harmony voice, the background voice and them. And this song is a song that make originally by Ernest Wilson, and Rod Taylor did a version back in the early 80s for Channel One, which is a nice cut that I used to play in dancehall early warm and warm up the people and make it, you know, say, well, then it's downbeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Screw.
Chip in. Chip in, cause you are my queen. Rock in, dub right in. Oh, come up with nice up the scene. I've heard rumors about you, but I know you are a nice, nice lady. You are my African queen. Chip in, come and move with me. Me and you, gonna nice up the scene. Because I know you are a good woman. Because I know you are not bad. Chip in. Chip in, cause you are my queen. Come and be rock, 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 rock on the scene. Come and be move, move, move and jump on the scene.
Yes,
massive enough respect, you know, as you hear, we're still in the Channel One segment as we're moving along there. We leave the Eptones, and this is Wayne Jarrett. You know, Wayne Jarrett was one of those artists that, you know, did some nice song back in the 80s also, and he did this one, him Chippin also, on the Channel One Hitbound label, you know. And we were talking about Rat Taylor a while ago, and you know what I mean? So we got to go back to that song that I mentioned to you a while ago with Rat Taylor, originally done by Ernest Wilson. Big song in the late 60s in Jamaica, Young Dying Lover. And Rat Taylor did a nice version for Channel One. Who never hear this version, listen it carefully.
Down below, down below, where
what a nice version of Young Dying Love, originally done Ernest Wilson, background voice in the 60s by the Eptones. And you know, don't be play along, and as long as we play along, we give you a little of the history. The next artist, another great artist that have such a great vibes that I have been hearing no club or party that I have been to, I ever hear them play this artist for the last 15 years. The late Hugh Griffiths, also on the Channel One label, and this one was a beauty, originally done by the late Alton Ellis. So all the great artists, them is going 1-1. We all come and we got to go back, you know. So enough respect to all the artists, them who come and set it and set it and set it. And this is a Hugh Griffiths singing an Alton Ellis song, but listen to this version, it's beautiful. Run it. Like you, Griffiths, play by Downbeat Town, the Screw and the Crew. Yes!
When you turn and you walk through the door, I said it hurts me so. I said it hurts me so. You look at me.
Yes. you know what, artist Hugh Griffiths. You know, me and Hugh Griffiths became brethren after 1988 when Gilbert in Jamaica, and I couldn't get in touch with none of my family. Them, I actually find Hugh Griffiths all the way up in Clarendon there, and he did a great job and checked my family and make sure everybody was okay. And me and him turned good brethren, man. I'm really take care of him, you know. And unfortunately, he go and leave us. But I'm telling you, you can see that some of our artists are younger sound, have certain sound that they idol. Some singer idol, certain singer. And Hugh Griffiths was a man who idol Alton Ellis, you know. And he sing some of Alton Ellis song. The man did such a great job. Listen to the Alton Ellis song that he sing, Hugh Griffiths. I got so much love to give. This was a boom on Channel 1. Listen to this.
Hey Tony Screw, I got another question for you. Like I says, you know, you are an icon in the business already, and I'm sure people have so many questions. So what I'll try to think of, you know, some of the things that people might wonder to themselves, being that you're a person who was a natural walking archive of the industry as reggae, we should say roots rock. Hugh Griffiths, this guy name is not half as popular as Alton Ellis. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, let me tell you something, you know, good question, because let me tell you something. It's so much artists in Jamaica that you have in here really people recommend in the history of the business, and they have beautiful voice. Hugh Griffiths was an artist that didn't do too many record song, but he does a beautiful voice and did some nice song also for Studio One. And, you know, other people produce, Rankin Joe produce a couple nice song for Hugh Griffiths. I sure know another week and a segment again when you hear Downbeat Live, I will give you a couple song that Rankin Joe produced. Them was beautiful. Rankin Joe, the DJ, who used to produce a couple nice song back in the days. But this artist, you could tell that he really idol Alton Ellis. And he sing one of my favorite Alton Ellis that I really love, you know. Because when I used to, in the younger days, going to, you know, teeth in a way, and I go a dance at Jamaica, and hear all the sound, Sir George, Atomic play all this Alton Ellis, yeah. And when I hear Hugh Griffiths lick it back for Channel 1, I say, boy, great job, Hugh Griffiths. And I want you to listen to this song, one of my favorite Alton Ellis, you know, this one name, this feeling of love.
Okay, right before we play the feeling of love, I have another question, and this is a fair question. I noticed that back then, people sing other people's song, and there used to be no drama, no contentious attitude. But now, it's almost unheard of for the current artist to sing over another artist's song or go DJ it back over. it's actually a disrespect. But back then, like you said, Hugh Griffins could sing an Alton Ellis song, sound like Alton Ellis, and there was no attitude in the mind frame of the follower or the artist himself.
Well, maybe, you know, to be honest, you know, maybe it was attitude, you know, just that you never hear it public-wise or going out there. Because sometimes some artists don't really give artists a credit that much when they hear a certain song that, you know, artists do over that artist actually did. Like, for instance, then, when Leroy Sibbles heard Glenn Washington sing over Eptone's song named Soul Power, why gave Glenn Washington that song to sing at Studio One? Leroy Sibbles told me that Glenn Washington did a great job on it, and I respect him for that, because to hear an artist congratulating another artist of singing one of his original song, I respect that so much, and I think Glenn did a good job. So it's just the truth of the business of the, you know, the era with these youths today. I don't know what happened to them, but they just need to come together and put together, because remember, we all is here for a purpose, you know, and we have to just deal with it. You understand? So again, Massive, this is an artist that late Hugh Griffins probably died about 10 years ago, probably. You know, and many people haven't been to a party for the longest time and hear one of his song play. So don't be too here to let you know some of the songs that people doesn't play. I will play them. You understand? And listen to this one.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. And please remember, you can always look forward to us giving you the history, the archive behind the music. My name is Sidak, and we have here Tony Screw, and I am being told by him that we're going to play A Mighty Diamonds. But before we actually play the song, I will just have him introduce to you the song that he's going to play, and anything in between that he has to say about the song.
Well, you know, as you know, Mighty Diamonds create very much history because, to me, the longest living group that in the history of Jamaica that's still together, all three of them still together, singing, touring, and same way, and respect to Tabby and Bunny and the whole crew, brethren them, and I tell you something, the Mighty Diamonds, as you know, good group, sing a lot of nice original song and still going strong. And they did a song on this track that I was playing as Altonelli's track that was done by Channel One, and Hugh Griffiths did it over this Feeling of Love. And I haven't heard this tune playing dancehall, but when people hear the history of Downbeat, hear them tune. And when I listen to this Mighty Diamond song and the rhythm track, that I hope you all can get it or listen it, this one called Plastic World. Run it.
I'm going to tell you something. When you say track, people don't want to hear track. People want to hear the name of rhythm. They want to hear producer.
Well, you don't know the producer is Channel One, you know. Channel One producer, you know. See, originally done at Studio One, but this is the Channel One, late 70s. Mighty Diamonds. Run it.
Yes, we are in studios with Downbeat, the ruler Tony Screw himself. We'll tell you a little bit more about the group called Mighty Diamond.
Yeah, man, Mighty Diamonds, man. I did a show with them actually 3 years ago live together, you know, after my wife passed away. And that show was so beautiful in CPAC in Brooklyn. Anybody that was there realize, oh, the Mighty Diamonds. I never see a performance with the Mighty Diamonds, which was bad. They always up on standard, man. They man them doing them thing, you know. And honor to them, Mighty Diamonds. All I can say to them, keep the works going and long liberty. And massive who listening to good music. And know that when you hear Downbeat, it's good music every time, continuously. Nah, stopping our cast, so we're growing, you know. Right, Si? So you don't know, say, who run this Mighty Diamond. You know, as a matter of fact, I tell you something. The first time I've been to Germany, 2003, I think it was when I go to Germany and I play not this version, but I realize that this song is a very big song in Germany. And I tell you something, I love this Mighty Diamonds, and I played it at a cookout a couple of weeks ago in the summer, you know. And I tell you, this tune out the place mad. Listen to this Mighty Diamonds. All the ladies in the world, this one delicate from Zion Downbeat. Downbeat the roller, her number one. Yes.
Without you. There's no house without a home. And there's no man wants to be alone. There's no child without a dream. No heartaches without tears. And time just can't go by without a kiss. That's all I know. There's no me without you.
Mighty Diamond. Psy-Doc is in studios. Down B, Tony Screw is in studios. And what we're doing, we're actually playing the songs and giving you the meaning behind the songs. When, where, how. And the only person who can tell you all of that, he's standing right next to me. Tony Screw, Down B, the ruler.
Yeah, man, originally done by the Manhattans, as you know, the Manhattans down. And I have the Manhattan dub plate, you know, that I play in Germany was Vice. 1991, I bring all five of them in the studio. And, you know, that is very much history, you know. It's one of Downbeat. Very much tough anthem, you know, but, you know, in the future, you will all give a little touch of it, you understand? But I'm going to play another Diamonds again, because Diamonds was very popular in the dancehall theory, and I didn't play my favorite Diamond song yet. I'm going to look for it and play it, but I tell you, I'm going to play another Diamond, and this one titled Let the Dollar Circulate. Another studio and alternatist rhythm again, that was version, but good version by the Diamonds. Original song on the rhythm track. Run it. Yes.